Fun Home, a show about a family whose father owns a funeral home, is a coming out story, both for the father and his daughter. It's also a true story. The daughter is a graphic novelist, Allison Bechdel, raised in tiny Beech Creek, Pennsylvania, not far north of Penn State. That's where Fun Home, winner of the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical, is set. WHYY's Howard Shapiro has this review of the show.
Just after Fun Home begins, we get the plot synopsis from its main character.
My dad and I both grew up in the same small Pennsylvania town, and he was gay, and I was gay, and he killed himself. And I became a lesbian cartoonist.
That's local theater artist Mary Tuominen, who plays the adult Allison Bechdel in a masterly performance at the Arden. It's Bechdel's account of her small-town upbringing, her coming out as a gay woman, and of her father's downfall as a not-so-tightly-closeted gay man who's arrested after he hits on a young man the family knows. Bechdel's memoir was a critically acclaimed graphic novel. Then it became a musical, eventually on Broadway. It's made up of short scenes written by the playwright Lisa Krohn, with a score by her and the noted composer Janine Tesori. All three performers who play Allison at different stages of her life have their moments in song, along with a cast that includes three impressive kids. But it's not the score that moves me, it's the scenes, directed for maximum impact by the Arden's leader, Terrence J. Nolan. One is a startling interchange between young Allison and her father, played by Ben Dibble. She's drawing a perfectly fine map for her grade school project, and her demanding and constantly irritated father insists that she change it to his own drawing style. It's his way or the highway, which is where, we learn early on, he will end his life standing in front of an oncoming truck. In another scene, she prepares for a party, and the last thing she wants is a dress and party shoes, but in the end, she needs to please her curt father. Other scenes also point to a father-daughter relationship so fragile that when it breaks, you wonder what took so long. It clearly begins to crack when Allison goes off to Oberlin College and discovers her sexuality after spending a night with a student named Joan. Here's Izzy Castaldi playing Allison as a student.
I am writing a thesis on Joan. It's a cutting-edge field and my mind is blown. I would gladly stay up every night to hone my compulsory skills with Joan.
Fun Home is in a category you could call therapeutic musical theater. These shows like Spring Awakening, Next to Normal, and the current Broadway hit Dear Evan Hansen aren't intentionally meant as therapy, but they speak frankly to people who've experienced something similar to what the characters go through. And these people sometimes see the shows again and again. I know a New Yorker who visited Fun Home on Broadway so many times I stopped counting after five. Some people are smitten by its stunningly honest depiction of gay self-discovery. For my friend, the fragile father-daughter experience was the catch. This is musical theater with great power, and the Arden production shows why. It runs through June 17th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.